Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraya Nashta Praesha Badreju Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloki Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading chapter 20 now. So, the rainy season and autumn in Vrindavan. To enhance the description of Lord Krishna's pastimes, Sri Sukadeva Goswami describes in this chapter the beauty of Vrindavan during autumn and rainy season. In the course of his presentation, he gives various charming instructions in metaphorical terms. Sri Shuka Uvacha Tayostaradbhutam Karma Tavagnir Mokshamatmana Gopas Tribhya Samachakyu Pralambavadham Evacha Tayostaradbhutam Karma Tavagnir Mokshamatmana Kupastribhya Samachakhyu Pralambavadham Evacha. Shukadeva Goswami said to the ladies of Vrindavan, the cowherd boys then related in full detail Krishna's and Balaram's wonderful activities of delivering them from the forest fire and killing the demon Pralambal. Verse 2. Gopavidhascha gopyascha Tarupakarnya vismita Minare deva pravarao Krishna ramao rajangatao Gopavidhascha gopyascha Tarupakarnya vismita Mainare deva pravarao Krishna ramao vrajangato Gopavidhascha gopyascha Tarupakarnya vismita Mainare deva pravarao Krishna ramao rajangata chant Gopavidhascha gopyascha Vindascha gopascha Rupakarnya ladies.
Gopavidhascha gopyascha
Anybody else? Gopavidha. The elder cowherd man.
The elder cowherd man.
Cha. And Gopya. The cowherd ladies. Cha. Also. Tut. That. Upakarnya. Hearing. Vishmita. Surprised. Mainare. They considered Deva Pravarao. Two eminent demigods. Krishna Ramao. The brothers Krishna and Balaram. Bhajang. Tu Vrindavan. Gatao. Come. Translation. The elder cowherd men and ladies were amazed to hear this account. Do we read the English in the first one? Oh, yeah. The elder were amazed to hear this account, and they concluded that Krishna and Balaram must be exalted demigods who had appeared in Vrindavan. Om Gyana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Militang Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadarhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari Hari, Ram Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Gopivadascha Gopyascha Tadupakarnya Vishmita Mainare Deva Pravaro Krishna Ramo Rajangato. Somehow we didn't have any purport here. So, since there's no purport, any questions? And the whole chapter is a really philosophical, easy philosophy. Some of the stuff's pretty hard, and if you get to chapter 87 and the prayers of the Devas and Garbhastuti, the Vedas personified, it's pretty, or an 11th canto, it's a lot of philosophy. Doesn't that mean love of knowledge or something? So when you read this chapter, you'll get a lot of love for knowledge, because there's great knowledge. Beginning with, the very next verse. But here, they're recounting what happened before. This is sometimes called, or is called, the Singhavalokana. Singhavalokana comparison is that the lion glances back, always make sure no one's going to get him, although he's a tough guy, but he's still very careful. So he glances behind, and avalokana means the glance of the lion. So he's glancing back at the last pastime, but then the main idea here is the rainy season in autumn. And it's full of the analogies of Sukadeva Goswami, as mentioned in this very short introduction, which Madan Mohan assured me there was a lot to talk about in that introduction. There is, because it's like condensed cotton. And in the course of this presentation, he gives various charming instructions in metaphorical terms. Because I was saying, well, there's not much there, but there is, because all the metaphors are mentioned. So beginning with the autumn season and in the rainy season, there's a lot of clouds and thunder and lightning. And Shukadev compares that various to like the modes of nature. Mode of goodness, like lightning flashing, and thunder like passion, and the clouds are like ignorance. But later on, the very same lightning is compared to, has a different flashing. Sometimes Krishna's cloth is like lightning, rainbow. Rainbows are given here. But the lightning also is compared to unchaste women who flash around from cloud to cloud. And the rainy season itself is very wonderful for the blazing heat that's been going on for like 8 months of the year, two-thirds or more of the year has been hot and dry, and that's compared to the pure government like Maharaj Yudhisthira or Ramchandra, or they exact taxes from people during the all year long, actually. But the analogy, of course, is many points of similarity, which is not, of course, it's a poetic. But those great kings, like during Maharaj Yudhisthira's time, Kamam Bhavasha Parjanya Sarva Kama Dugha Mahi, this is described in the, previously in the first canon, in the chapter 10, when Maharaj Yudhisthira would, his reign was like the cows who give unlimited milk. During such a pious king, such a great devotee as Maharaj Yudhisthira, the cows would give unlimited milk. Pious dasvatir mudha, in great bliss, the cows being protected. So the citizens, similarly, when they're under a very wonderful government, which we are actually meant to be under, we don't find that anywhere. Little glimpses somewhere, but then the citizens are very pleased and happy, like the cows that give wonderful flowing milk. Smarvajan, it flows, and it used to muddy the pastures, describes. The grass and the ground would be so much milk just pouring out. Can you just imagine? We've seen huge udders. I remember seeing in New Vrindavan, and the cows would have huge udders, big, giant. And so it would sometimes drips, but it would pour out like that. Sarva kama dukha mahi. And that type of government, sarva kama dukha mahi, all desires, sarva kama, sarakamo ba, mokshakamo dadadi, ti brain bhakti yogena, yajeta purusham param. Whether one has all desires or akama, he has no desires, sarakama, akama, sarakamo ba, mokshakama, he wants liberation. Here is this word was used in the first verse that these coward boys moksham, saved. Moksham. Moksha shami ma sutra. So we're all being saved. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has one song, at least one song, where he's praying to be like that coward boys, to always be saved by Krishna. I will be saved by the forest fire. And he wants to be delivered in so many different ways. So we all have these aspirations to be in Krishna's pastimes. And so the analogies that are here are wonderful. Like during the rainy season, everyone becomes enlivened. And even the students who are generally quiet, they get enlivened. It's during the rainy season, they're like frogs that croak. We don't want to be like frogs that croak, but Prabhupada mentions in his explanation, or the various acharyas, it says here, giving their little explanations further than Shukadeva Goswami. It's not really clear who's giving what, because all the acharyas are in line, in sync. Sometimes it's not clear who's giving, but we don't mind, whether it's Prabhupada or Shukadeva or Vishwanath Chakravarti. We understand it's all coming in the line of Sampradaya, like a great ocean itself, the Sampradaya. Savagamam naya mahanavaya, 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 mahavana. Savagamam naya mahanavaya. The Sampradaya is like that. It's like a great ocean. Savagamam naya mahanavaya. And it's flowing down here with all the acharyas giving their metaphors. The government taking the tax. But nowadays they take tax, especially in Kali Yuga, described later on by Sukadeva Goswami in the predictions of Kali Yuga. Kalapidita, they'll cause great pain by taking so much tax from the people. It's already going on all over the world. They want to just take your bank account and the name of tax. Whatever you think is yours, they'll take it. No, it's ours. You think you have land, they'll say, no, this land is ours, we'll take your tax. I think George Harrison has a good song like that. It tacks your feet when you walk down the street, and tax you when you want to breathe, and or they take away the air and then they charge you for air. In some countries they have air dispenser. So the prediction is like, prediction means it's going on now, but it's going to get worse. Tatashchanuridam dharma satyam shochan kshama daya kalena balena rajan nangshant yayorvaya. Shukadeva Goswami says there that, that's in 12:3, 2 or 3, that day by day, tatascha anudinam dharma. Anudinam means day by day. Dina means day. Adina jamine jagire. Day after day, day and night, Govinda Das says, working like a rascal, Kamala. And the life is just like Kamala Dala Jala. Any time it could go up, but we're working very hard. Ugra karma. Balamud vahato vikam. Prahlad Maharaj describes. But Prabhupada says there, especially the devotees, they become enlivened. He said, previously our students, they were very dry, morose. They might have had some beauty, but it was covered, just like the clouds cover. So the false ego is coming through the clouds. People, an ignorant person might look up and say, oh, the sky is bright, but it's actually the moon. The moon is brightening the sky. But one who is ignorant might think it's just a cloud, but it's a dim reflect, it's a dimly coming through. So similarly, our natural Krishna consciousness is exhibited. Whatever we see, whatever energy we have, whatever we see throughout the world, there's going on, but it's simply coming filtered through the false ego, which are like these clouds. So Prabhupada said, when my students become Krishna conscious, then they dance jubilantly like peacocks during the rainy season, become very happy. And they all look like they've come from Vaikuntha. When they have their saffron robes, their tilak, all their devotional clothes, he describes, Kunti Mala, Japa Mala. He said saffron robes. It was nowadays, the Prabhupada said, we shouldn't become immediately Paramahansa. No neck bead, no tilak, no dhoti. Especially, not only does it remind one another, but people see us outside. Oh, they see Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. The whole idea is to become, and Prabhupada talks about how he went to a different airport where never even dreamed, and someone would go, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, like that. Middle of Greece, somewhere in the middle of the night. So we are known. Prabhupada said we are known as, in one letter in 1976, he was becoming quite alarmed, and he said, previously we were known as shaven-headed, now we are known as hair-headed. It's kind of a sardonic remark, but Prabhupada is always looking out. He's like, the great souls are compared to this clouds that give so much. Even a great merchant is described here in this chapter. He can give, he can support so many persons. Not like the demoniac government. They're simply, they want to burn the food, people are starving somewhere. Prabhupada actually mentions it. They pay the farmer, don't grow food. Or they support the rascals who are creating some demoniac type of seed that no one can grow. And that, no. Kamam bhavasha parjanyo. They're satisfying everyone's desire. Whether they have no desire, akama, or sorry, you have all desire. Still, we previously one could depend on the pure government like Yudhisthira Maharaj. For his protection. And the sixth canto is described how the citizen is, most of the citizens are kind of innocent. Prabhupada used to sometimes be asked, well, Swamiji, what did you think when you went to Russia? You think it's a very bad place? All the people are really bad, like they say. He said, no, my experience is that most of the people are balisheshu, innocent. And the leaders, they are rascal. So in the sixth canon, it's described there that, what is it? Sleeping. The word is used, I can't remember that verse, but they're sleeping peacefully, like a baby born. I just saw, well, this is common, but they found some baby stuffed in a pipe somewhere. So that baby made it out alive somehow. They just put him in pipe and they found him in there. Something. But this is going on, especially in the Orient. They'd have a baby, or even in India, as a baby is born, his mother is supposed to take him on the lap and take great care. But nowadays they're killing in the womb. Or if they're born, then they kill. They pay 50 rupees, and we don't want to give a bad name to Bihar, but they do that there. But they do that in India. They pay some guy. So the citizens are, they should look toward the government like that, reigning mercy. Just like the Panchatattva also, it's described, they're reigning, prema vrishti, in all directions. And that rain also, it drowns the seeds of material desires. They're distributing the fruits, prema phal, dia. And they're not only, of course, they're eating the fruits. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eka Malaka, I'm one gardener. How much can one gardener eat? Of course, he's the tree. Vishmita, the word is used here. There's another word used there also. Amazing, he's the Alokika guard. He's the Alokika tree. This tree moves. We're all branches of that tree. ISKCON is a branch of that Kalpa Vriksha tree, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Panchatattva, when they're distributing Lutia, they're looting the storehouse. It was kept. Krishna appeared in with a storehouse of love of God. He said, you surrender to me, and then sarva dharmam, give up everything, then you'll get it. But they're breaking it open, the Panchatattva. Lutia means loot. They loot it. Lutia kaya, they eat it. Kaya. Lutia kaya prema shatta bara. And it increases hundreds of times as they do it. It's not like it's exhausted. So this is what we're looking for, this type of distribution. And we're all meant to be agents, like the Namhata. They have so many agents and brokers and sweepers and tailors. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes himself as a sweeper and a tailor. He is a sweeper because he's sweeping away the dirt. We just heard from Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his song, Shodahe Amaya, purify them. He's praying himself. Purify these six faults, atyahara, prayashas, cha, prajalpa, niyamagra, janasangas, chaloyam, cha. So he is praying, and he's the sweeper, and he's cleaning us up himself. He himself is considering that he's fallen. Ekaki amar, he said, I'm sitting here alone. Nahi bal, I don't have the strength to do the Sankirtan. We also definitely don't have. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says he doesn't have strength. We also don't have strength. Prabhupada said everyone should go out and distribute the holy name. You can close the temple, the one letter in 1969. You can close the temple, leave some pujari, everyone go for the Harinam. Before even there was book distribution. So this is what it means to be the agent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the great marketplace of the holy name. It's meant to be distributed. So, Maya Javani Kachanam, Kunti Devi says, there's a curtain covering Krishna. Maya Javani Kachanam Agya Adhokshajama, because he's Adhokshaja, and we're Agya, we're ignorant. Mudha, Dusha. Because we're fools, so the curtain, looks like the curtain is closed, but actually, evam suchite svata eva siddha, Krishna is there in the heart, fully represented, Pridesha Arjuna Tishtati. Whether the curtains close or open, we should always be able to see Krishna everywhere. Yomam Pashati Sarvatra Sarvam Chamayi Pashati. Kunti Devi says also, Nayam Sabishate Tatra. Ime Janapada Sridha Supakosho Divirdha. Everything's flowing and abundant because of Krishna. So the agents of Krishna, they're selfless, just like this thunder clouds and storm, and they want to rain this mercy on the living entities wherever possible, not hold back. Chanakya Pandit has one verse like that. Nahi sangharate jyotsna. The moonshine doesn't withhold its rays. Chandala Veshmini. Chandra Chandala Veshmini. The Chandala, he may appear that he's rascal, whatever, meat eater or something, lowborn. But still, the moon is shining on his house also. Patra Patra means that who is Patra, who is a fit recipient, candidate for receiving the mercy, or Apatra. Patra Patra. Apatra vichar nahi stana stan. The panchatattva, they don't mind, they don't consider. Vichar means to consider. Patra apatra vichar nahi stana stan. Whether one is the fitting candidate or he is the place, stan means the place, or astan is not a good place. Either way, they're distributing the rains of mercy, as will be described in this chapter. So we're parched. Krishna Das Kaviraj, in his very nice verse in the Adi Lila, Krishna Kirtana Gana Patojana Brajita Sadmuktavali, he describes Kananandi, this Kaladvinir Vahatu Meji Vamaru Prangane, this nectar of Krishna consciousness is total bliss for the ear. Karna Anandi, the ear. Anandi. So much nectar there. And when we chant, Jiwa Maru Prangane, it flows over the tongue. Jiwa Maru means a desert. Prangane, the parched desert of the tongue. So he's praying there that this hearing and chanting, he's describing, comparing the devotees to swarms of swans and bees. Of course, the merciful government now, they're making sure the bees will be killed, so they'll have their own special chemical bee that can only eat chemicals. But Krishna's Kaviraj, he said the bees, they're always buzzing around Krishna's garland in the spiritual world. And they're chanting songs that defeat the Vedas. Vrindavanam divilata paritam latascha pushpas puritagarbhaja pushpanicha spita madhuvartani madhuvartascha shruti hari gita. Rupa Goswami has a wonderful verse that these bees that are buzzing are just, they have all these wonderful flowers and creepers in Vrindavan. Divyalata paritam latascha pushpa, this flowers and creepers. Pushpanicha spita madhuvartani. And so the bees are buzzing, and this sound is more pleasing to Krishna than any Vedic hymn. So the devotees are like these bees that buzz, according to Krishna's Kaviraj. And they're singing these songs, and he's praying that he'll always hear those songs, they'll flow over his desert-like tongue. Shri Chaitanya Dayani De Tavalasa Lila Swaduni. And he's just, they're all singing like that, swimming in the Ganga, the Ganges water of nectarine Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, Gana Nartana, and they're dancing, Gana, not singing, dancing, Gana Nartana, Patojini Brajita, like full blooming lotuses are there. So throughout this, our Krishna literature is so much amazing philosophy and poetry. Adi Kavaye Muhyanti Atsuraya. Adi Kavaye, the original poet, the Lord Brahma, he's the beginning of our Sampradaya, Adi Guru, Krishna's Adi Guru, but then Brahma, Sabhajita. Krishna was very pleased with Brahma, therefore he bestowed. Otherwise, people are performing so many harsh austerities, even the businessmen, it's described in this chapter. And students, they have to work so hard, there's so much rat race, even if you win, you're still a rat. Duh. And so they perform a lot of austerity. And then when they get the fruits, that's compared to this rainy season also. So this one analogy of the rainy season is used in so many different ways. The croaking frogs, the students, they have to be woken up, but then they get a little more enlivened when it's a little rainy, cooler, monsoon season. But the merciful Acharya, he still comes, he tries to give this mercy. Even they don't want to wake up. Dong, dong, dong. I have to ring the bell. One time, Prabhupada heard the bell ringing like that in Vrindavan, and he asked Hari Shari, what's this dong, dong, dong? He said, well, I'm waking them up. Prabhupada thought it was funny. He said, they're like cows. You need a bell like that. They should be arising on their own. Jagrata, prapya jeev jago, utishtata jagrata, prapya brahm nabodhita. Now you've got a human form of life. You're supposed to wake up, whether the rainy season or even the desert. Another analogy in this chapter is like the cranes and the certain birds. They stay by the side of the river, these lakes. Even though the lakes become over flooded and dirty and muddy, still, they're like the householders that stay in household life and never get detached, never leave. Or the mountains are never affected by any of the rainy season, though. So the devotees are like those mountains. Apuryamana machalapatishtam samudram apra, at the end of the second chapter of the Gita. So many desires entering in. But the yogis, the bhaktas, they're not disturbed. Apuryamana machalapatishtam samudram apa pravashanti arva tadvat kamayam pravashanti sarve sashanti mapnonya kama kami. But those who strive to satisfy their mundane desires, they are not peaceful. Sashanti mapnati na kama kami. They are not. They have so many material desires, so they're not. All those things are in this chapter. It's amazing. Way more than what we're talking about. Read in Prabhupada's. Mostly they're quoting from Prabhupada here in the purports of this chapter. But when we read it directly, you get a little more there. So, is there any comments here? Adi-dev.
I want to glorify Mahanidhi Swami. You're talking about bells waking people up in the morning. I talked to Dhanavir Maharaj when he was here a year or two ago because he was the brahmachari. Well, he was the new bhakta leader in Los Angeles. Mahanidhi had just come to the movement. And I asked Dhanavir about Mahanidhi, and he said, Mahanidhi was the only devotee that we had this alarm clock in the bhakta ashram that went off at 3:30 in the morning. But seconds before it went off, there was this little click that it made before the bell rang. And he said, when that click went off, Mahanidhi was up and in the shower.
Yeah. He's still up. He's going further up now. Hey, okay, Trivikram.
So there's one verse that says, what's the purpose of your endeavor if it doesn't lead you to renunciation? What's the purpose of your renunciation if it doesn't lead you to Krishna prayer?
Then you've lived uselessly, third canon. It says, jivanapi mito hisa. What your karma doesn't lead you to renunciation, and your renunciation doesn't lead you to bhakti, then you've lived useless. Jivan, you've wasted your life.
Yeah. Earlier you were talking about the students. I think sometimes, like my kids, for example, they would always make excuse, well, this or that. I said, but when you're going to college, you have to get up early. You know, somehow you get up, you know, but coming to the temple, you can't get up.
I don't know if they get up that early in college, do they?
Yeah, still, even for 7 or 8, you know, I mean, and you find this is vacation time, you know?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's the excuse, really.
Utishtata jagrata prapya brahma navodita. Kshashidara nishita, it's a razor's edge, so they're taking the razor and cutting their throat.
In the next chapter, chapter 21, it picks up where chapter 9 is not working.
I hear a little, but maybe not everything. Chapter 21?
Yeah.
So why are you jumping to 21?
Because I was just trying to see where chapter 20 was fitting in between. It took a little...
The gopis glorifying the flute. And this is the...
I was just trying to see if you had...
They do it in the autumn season, so that's why we're having autumn season.
Right.
Anything else? Hari Bo Jai, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.